Would you pray with me? Holy God, we thank you for your word that we've just heard. Some of it is very familiar. We pray that it may work within us and speak to us in ways that we need to hear it. Help us to hear the truth you impart to each of us through these words. And may they strengthen us and give us courage to be your disciples. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So a farmer went to a banker, his banker, announced that he had some bad news and good news. First, the bad news. Well, said the farmer, I can't make my mortgage payments and that crop loan I've taken out for the past 10 years, and I can't pay that off either. Not only that, I won't be able to pay you the couple of hundred thousand I still have outstanding on my tractors and other equipment. So I'm going to have to give up the farm and turn it all over to you for you to salvage out of it whatever you can. And there was this pause of silence. And the banker said, what's the good news? The good news is that I'm going to keep on banking with you, said the farmer. I think most of us probably, or even all of us, feel the same as the banker listening to this farmer when we listen to the news of today. From our nation's capital with all the stuff going on there with impeachment and everything, to the deadly fires and hurricanes from climate change, from shootings in our nation's schools and churches, to reports of sexual harassment and assault in our nation's colleges and churches. If you're like Barbara and I, we rarely watch the network news anymore. We get our news from sites on the internet that we trust, but we can also control, which means when it gets to be too much, we can just turn it off. We cannot just stop reading. And I think that in many ways, that's where we are, what we can take from Isaiah 65 and Luke 21. And the context of each is as follows. In Isaiah, the people have returned from the exile in Babylon. And they did not find what they had expected. And life was hard. In Luke, Jesus was talking about the destruction of the great temple of Herod, which when the Gospel of Luke was written, was already laid in ruins from the Roman siege of AD 70. Now, that's kind of the context that we hear that. So there's bad news in both passages, so to speak. Now, I have to admit that the readings of the normal practice of the lectionary, which is the readings that I follow each week, in the last weeks after Pentecost, the ordinary time which we are in, the passages take on a dark, apocalyptic tone, talking about the end times. And then there's Reign of Christ Sunday, which is next Sunday. We begin the season of Advent, the new church year. Advent, which heralds the coming of our hope and our peace. However, we don't need the lectionary to tell us that times are dark. We're experiencing them, as I've already alluded to, in our lives. I've had people come up to me this fall, in the past several weeks, and just say, I'm just so tired. Well, besides the shorter days, I think they're just tired of being beaten down with all this news, the bad news that we keep hearing. They're dealing with incredible odds of illnesses, of cancer, loss, isolation. How are we to deal with these hardships? What the writer of Luke and 3rd Isaiah are telling us is that we deal with them by looking toward and sharing the good news. Kyle Childress, in a blog entitled, What is the Good News Anyway?, tells a story told by Reverend Jim Wallace of Sojourners Magazine and their website, Sojo. I really respect Jim Wallace. And he tells a story of some years ago volunteering in a church homeless shelter around Christmas time. The church basement was decorated with banners and Christmas decorations. Good news! Christ is born! Glory to God in the highest! And so on. And one of the men who lived each day out on the streets kind of looked around and then he asked, What is the good news anyway? Jim said there was a long pause. No one knew what to say. Finally, someone spoke up from the back of the line. Said, The good news is that it doesn't have to be like this. It doesn't have to be like this. There is another way. We have become so conditioned to see and hear only the bad in people and in life that we don't see the good. We don't hear the good. It's covered up. And we have to work to see it. We have to be people of the good news, not just to see the good news, but to share the good news that it doesn't have to be this way. And that's why we come to church Sunday after Sunday. That's why we read our Bible and study the Word, because it helps us to remember it doesn't have to be this way. God has another idea, another way. In a few minutes, we will be welcoming Kim into the membership of our church, into our family of faith. What are we welcoming her for? To raise our membership by one? To maybe become a church officer? No. I mean, yes, those are nice things, but no. We're welcoming her to hear the good news that she has to share with us and the good news of her joining with us in offering the good news to others. And that's what each of us are called to do and called to be. There's a wonderful story about a newspaper reader and the editor of the local newspaper. Think of the Echo Sentinel here. Our whole neighborhood has been stirred up, said this regular reader. And the editor of this weekly size seized his pen and said, tell me about it. What is the news? What stirred it up? And the farmer said, plowing. Plowing. We stirred up the earth of the community. We're called to plow the lives of people and give them hope for their lives. We're called to give them peace. Just as a farmer has hope when he or she puts those seeds into the ground that there's something's going to come up. We're called to be like that in the lives of people. Last Thursday, our session held its monthly meeting. And much of the meeting was about the finances of the church. And they're not great. I don't need to tell you that. But I reminded them, you know, we have a blessing. We have an endowment that was given to us to pull us through times like this. To help us get through until we figure out what to do next with Myersville. The good news is that people in the past knew that things might get difficult. And they gave us the money for this endowment. That does not mean, though, that we don't need your help. We very much need your help. And you will be hearing about that. But we have this added help. Because people in the past had this sense that it might be needed and they wanted us to have this good news that we would make it. We would get there. So there is good news out there, folks. Look for it. Watch the people around you. God is in our midst in the Holy Spirit. We're not alone. Whatever bad news we are experiencing, God is there with good news. And it doesn't have to be this way. And it won't be this way forever. God says through Jesus, I love you and I am with you. And that's the good news that we can share. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Amen.